Well, hello there, Portals of Prayer, Wednesday, September 16th. Noticing there's a lot of smoke in the air lately and from the wildfires and whatnot in California, Oregon, and Washington, and I feel it in my voice. You probably feel it in yours too, so stay healthy. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12. One verse in Deuteronomy we're going to read. Powerful though. And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you? But to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Psalm 18, verses 20 through 28. The Lord dealt with me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands, he rewarded me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his rules were before me, and his statutes I did not put away from me. I was blameless before him, and I kept myself from my guilt. So the Lord has rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his sight. With the merciful you show yourself merciful. With the blameless man you show yourself blameless. With the purified you show yourself pure. And with the crooked you make yourself seem tortuous. For you save a humble people, but the haughty eyes you bring down. For it is you who light my lamp. The Lord my God lightens my darkness. Going his way? In today's first reading, we find the question, what does the Lord God require of you? Which way are you going? I began my missionary career in 1976. I traveled all over the United States and relied on my atlas to get me from city to city, and then handwritten directions to get to my destination. Because the places were new to me, I was easily disoriented and sometimes drove in the opposite direction from which I was supposed to go. Lost. Today we have the wonderful GPS system in our car. Put in the address, hit start navigation, follow the prompts, and you can arrive, if you trust the GPS to be right. A few times it wasn't, and I was lost. God's biblical roadmap for how to live has been handed down generation after generation. Human nature remains the same as it was 2,000 years ago. True, we have better technologies, but the challenges we face today can still be found in the lives of those chronicled in the Bible. We cannot live on autopilot. God has given us a moral compass with His Holy Spirit to guide us. Read again that what the Lord requires of us. Seek to walk in His paths. May His love and guidance yield fruitful peace with our God. Lord, lead me by Your Spirit. I think that's just an important thing as we've been looking at the small catechism at 9 a.m. on Sundays. Please come out if you want to dive deeper in it. But with the explanation after every single commandment, it says, well, what does this mean? But that we should love, fear, and trust the Lord. I think that just in Deuteronomy 10, what does the Lord require of you? To love him, to trust him, to follow his ways, to fear the Lord. And that's really where the battle is. And we think of the different GPS systems today. Waze is one that I've used quite often. And all of these try to find if there's traffic or something, a quicker way for you to get there. And sometimes you're like, I don't know where they're taking us here because this is so off the path or going down side roads and sometimes parts of town. Maybe I wouldn't normally drive in. But they get you there a little bit quicker. And I think sometimes, and they get you safely to your destination, I think sometimes that's with the Lord, right? As we're following the Holy Spirit, He's guiding us ways, and we're like, where are you taking us? This is not the normal path. In fact, I'm in uncomfortable territory. But we find that we learn to trust God in greater ways when we are pulled outside of our comfort zone. So maybe God's inviting you into being pulled a little bit outside of your comfort zone today. May God richly bless your day. Enjoy Jesus, go and share life.